In the world, no, it won't keep you from making a fool of yourself.
Yeah, let's play another one. This is really fun. There's this thing called a capo. It has to get put on there.
And tuned.
And tuned.
Which doesn't make for good radio.
Doesn't make for good radio, nor does it make for a good final song.
No. Probably should have thought this one through.
I should have thought this one through a little better.
So you guys know The Great Outdoors, the band?
The Great Outdoors.
I thought you were asking about
The Great Outdoors.
No. I've never heard of The Great Outdoors.
Okay, The Great Outdoors has Adam Nation and Randy Forrester and some other person who writes a lot of the songs whose name I forget right now. But anyways, you should play with them sometime. They're really good, and they have the Trading Songwriter concept down really well, as you do, and so it would be fantastic to see you on a bill with them.
Cool.
Someday.
It'd be a crazy songwriter night.
So Great Outdoors, if you're listening, we would love to play a show with you guys.
Let's friend each other.
All right.
Teapot Hill, live on CITR. Thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you so much for having us.
Teapothill.ca is the website to go to. Do you have any things lined up in out of the new album, any shows?
I think we're playing a show with The Great Outdoors pretty soon.
Yes. Awesome.
No, nothing lined up.
We're working on recording right now.
Yeah.
Right, nice. Okay, awesome. Again, tbotthill.ca, and thanks for listening. Thanks for coming out. Thanks, Evan and Michelle, for all the sound support. Funk My Life is coming up next on CITR. Inner dark ways that Hastings.
You're training your greyhounds to bite.
Well, please don't.
So information on it.
So
it's listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia. And tonight, well, I've been really busy because tomorrow night we have an all-night dance party. Information on it can be found at www.funkmylife.com, and it's just in the Twitter sidebar. It's just linked there. And I've been running things like generators and oil deep fryer as well as propane tanks, mostly by public transit. It was really fun moving around two generators on the SkyTrain and the bus, and it's funny because people recognize what it is, which it always surprises me because they come in all sorts of different shapes and forms and different brands and different colors. They even come in different colors. It's incredible. Tonight, so the point of all that is that I've been really busy, haven't really been able to create a solid set for tonight, but that means it gives us an opportunity to listen to some reggae and hip-hop, which are styles of music I don't DJ often. There's a lot of variety within it, and we're going to start off with listening to four songs from this compilation I've been listening to called Lola's World Presents the Reggae Club, and it's really fantastic. I mean, it has a huge amount of variety. You go from soulful reggae to something more bassy and really almost like a droney type vocals, and then you also have old styles and then you have new styles. So for instance, one of the remixes is of Amy Winehouse in her song You Know I'm No Good in a reggae style, which is really cool. And then you also have something like Bob Sinclair, who is more of a house producer, and his stuff being turned into a reggae track as well. And because of all this variety within the style of this reggae music, it's really interesting, and it's a big learning curve to try to figure out how they all fit together. And I don't know if that is so much true in, say, house music, because for the most part, they're all pretty much more or less mixable together. It's more or less at a dance tempo, whereas it's not necessarily the case when you're dealing with reggae, which can go from dance tempo all the way to something more in line with R&B. Anyway, we're going to start things off with Freddy Krueger featuring ADL, and this is a track called Running From Love. Once again, this is all from a compilation called Lola's World Presents the Reggae Club Night. So check this out.
Straight out of Spin Dollar, with a pocket full of love. Who wanna get some? Introduction, go by the name of Abdul Jalil, a.k.a. Adam, that's right, a.k.a. A to the DL, what's up, you see we can't keep running from love. This from experience, it ain't no joke. Love can take you high in the sky or leave you dead broke. You can't force it, just let it take its due course, cause natural it flows from a big source. I had to trap me, lock me and hold me. Should've paid attention that day when moms told me, son, be smart, respect your other half, cause a woman is a blessing. 101, that's the math. If I get it, no, play with love like it was was Lego. Broken pieces that be shattering my ghetto thesis. Explanation, didn't have to say shit. Dead wrong in the mix, I admit it. I had to learn the hard way just to be a man. Had to go through changes just to understand. But I still keep running cause it's far too deep. I can hear my conscience calling even though I'm not a split singer. If it's love that you're running from, don't look back. Kruger bitch makes me down. True believers, y'all. This thing called rap so much, I stuck with it for like 15 years and never lost touch. I kept rhyming, loving this rap life. Locked in the studio while out on the tour life. Loving the fame and everything that came with it. I had a plan, it was good, so I stuck with it. I'm still committed though, locally known as the one who did it. So if you got love, son, I'm with you. It's all about building on fertile ground. Schooling young minds on how life goes down. Cause some love money so much they lose track and starve out the planet so they can live back. So who's love? It's the real love. The rap's new love. Or that we can all share love. I need some meditation on that. Just walk away and never look back. If it's love, love. Now tell me if it's love that you're running from. Can't you see the world we're living in? Give your 2 cents, start putting in. Maybe I burnt my bridges and can't cross over. Stuck in stuck town, trying to stay sober. Where people put love in some real strange places. Got me running around engaged in chases. I need it all to stop. I need to go back to some normal behavior. Or else I might lose my spot. Cause this train won't come back twice. It's gone once it finds out that you ain't nice. That your heart was attached to things with no substance. For instance, y'all don't wanna learn, y'all just wanna burn. Like you, I got a choice, pray I make it right. Cause I just wanna love everything inside. Now tell me if it's love, love, love. Stocktown, Malmo, up north, Gothenburg, worldwide, Africa, Middle East, yeah, Far East, don't look back, all my Persiatic G's and ladies, for real, all my Latinos, for real, keep on, don't look back, all my Eskimos, yeah, yeah, yeah. Love, love, yeah. Can't keep running from love, love, love. No more. Why you wanna run from a love, love, love?
Sounds like true believers.
Cause you can't keep running from love, 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 love. No more. Keep running from a love, love, love.
AKA to the DL.
You will end up in a bad place.
I'm so tired
from love,
baseline by the one call.
Style in your face,
you know
and
what I'm saying?
This
right. For real,
yeah. Cause I can't keep running from love, love, love. No more. Keep running from love. You will end up in a bad place. Can't run from love, love, love.
Sure to get down, good lord. Baby got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much grounds, got game by the pound. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind. I think about the girl all the time. East side to the west side. Fat rides, it's no surprise. She got tricks in the stash. Stacking up the cash. Fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average. It's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10. I wanna get in. Can I get down so I can win? I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up, girl.
I like the way
She's got class and style. She knowledge by the pound. Baby never act wild. Very low key on the profile. Catching feelings is a no. Let me tell you how it goes. Curves the word, spins the verb. Lovers hit curves, so freak, what's your herb? Rolling with the fatness, you don't even know what the half is. You've got to pay to play. Just for shorty, bang, bang, to look your way. I like the way you work it. Trap tight all day, every day. You're blowing my mind, maybe in time. Baby, I can get you in my ride. I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Oh, oh,
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
I got to bag it up.
Bag it up, babe.
I like the way you work it.
No diggity.
First class from New York City to Black Street. What you know about me? Not the motherfucking thing. Cartier wooden frame sported by my shorty. As for me, icy gleaming pinky diamond ring. We bees to hide this click up on this scene. Ain't you getting bored with these fake ass boards? I shows and proves, no doubt. I've been dicking so. Please excuse if I come across rude. That's just me. And that's how a play it's got to be. Stay kicking game with a capital G. Ask the peoples on my block. I'm as real as can be. Word is born. Faking moves never been my face. So Teddy, pass the word to your nigga Chauncey. I'll be sending the call. Let's say around 3:30. Queen's
pin and black.
Yeah.
your lips as I soak my feet. Then you know this little coffee burn. My stomach drop and my guts turn. You shrug and it's the worst. To truly stop the night and burn. I cheated myself.
I apologize. Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday.
For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
As I was saying, I apologize for some of that dead air that you hear. Our advertising, basically the computer that has all the PSAs, takes a long time sometimes, and it's not consistent, so you can't just start it, you know, 10 seconds before the end of a song. So oftentimes you have these moments of dead air, and you don't know when it begins, so you don't want to keep clicking the play button because that just resets these timers, and you don't really want to turn up your volume quite yet because then you might get cut off by your ads. But nonetheless, this is just something that we'll have to work with. I'll submit a form and go through the paperwork and see if we can look into what the issue is. But anyway, back to Funk My Life. We've been listening to a bit of reggae, and I hope this has made it a bit more clear about what I mean when I say I'm not quite someone who calls myself able to mix reggae, just because there seems to be so much variety and the kinds of things that I am drawn to, music that has a certain groove, really, really funky bass lines, but yet mixed in with modern production values. They tend to be a little bit different than what is standard in terms of if you go to a club and listen to a DJ play reggae music. The album that we've been... Sorry, it's probably better to call it a compilation. The compilation we've been listening to for the previous four songs comes from Lola's World, and it's called Lola's World Presents the Reggae Club Night. And it's interesting that they call it this because those first two songs were extremely mellow. They were tunes that I wouldn't think would work in terms of getting people up and dancing in a club. I mean, it could be just a really chill club, but I haven't seen too many of that, especially not in Vancouver. And another thing that another reason I picked those four songs is that you can kind of see this progression, right? The first tune was really chill. The second tune, actually, let me name all the tracks. So the first track was Freddy Krueger featuring ADL, and it was a hip-hop track called Running From Love. And it is so incredibly mellow, yet the rap, the hip-hop vocals are really quite stark in contrast to that. So it's a really interesting track. Nice to listen to, but not what I call dance tune, even though it is with the Reggae Club Night mix. Now, the second track is called No Diggity, which is a cover, of course, and that's from Blackstreet originally, but this one is from Black Star, and the remix is the All Star remix. So, No Diggity is a track that people know, and I think it's on that threshold. I mean, you can definitely hear a track like that in a dance venue, but that track was also really chill, really slow. But then you started to pick things up. By the third track, it's Amy Winehouse's You Know I'm No Good, and that's the Fetz Brought remix, starting to speed up, and definitely something I can toss in as what I feel is either as an intro track, as a intermediate intermission track, if you've been playing too high energy music for too long, or as something that just ends your set nicely. It's something that people can sing along to. Yeah, it's nice and quick. It's a bit hard to describe something like that, right? Because the reason I've been listening to a lot of reggae is because one of my friends just tentatively asked me if I could play at a possible future show with him in terms of hip-hop and reggae night. And I said, probably not. Because the kind of hip-hop I listen to and the kind of reggae I listen to is not the same things as the chart toppers that are basically expected in terms of a dance venue. And the last track was a really interesting one because it's Bob Sinclair's Love Generation, and that's the reggae radio edit. And that is at that's still a full speed dance tune. So reggae tends to be a lot slower, right? Boom bap bap boom bap bap, rather than the 1-2-1-2-1-2 of a house track. So that preserves the tempo of the track, yet it still feels a little bit, well, not just a little bit, a lot different from the original Bob Sinclair house tune, Love Generation. So remixes are really neat things. And so to continue on with the theme, I've picked out four more hip-hop tracks, basically. Actually, a hip-hop track, three hip-hop tracks, and a classic reggae track, because, you know, occasionally we want to toss in something that is an original from the 1970s, I believe. But anyway, we're going to start this next set off with the Fourth Pyramid, which I don't know much about. This is a track called It's So Hot, and it features Greg Nice and Cosmo Baker on the vocals. Fourth Pyramid.
Sheen brothers, y'all up in the spot. Cosmo Pyramid make it great, and I'm up in the spot. Oh man, it's so. Sheen brothers, y'all up in the spot. Know that Cosmo Pyramid, you know they make it great, and I'm up in the spot. Oh man, it's so.
Cosmo Pyramid and Greg and I fly first class, board seats on a red eye. Blue vest twisted with the polyester neckties. The textile, cool keep with the sex style. Got the belt with the reptile. Top chef, make a melt there with the next smile. Ice drinks, crystal balls, light blink. Sheen brothers, your disco stars.
Girl, I love the way you shake that ass when you're on the floor. The way you're moving it and grooving it. Girl, I love the way you shake that ass when you're on the floor. The way you're moving it and grooving it. Cosmo be throwing down. Hey, Pyramid be throwing down. Hey, Cosmo he be throwing down. Hey, Pyramid be throwing down. Hey,
Silk Ivory sitting on tusks. Sheen brothers dripped out, live on the cusp, running the gamut. Drinks lay on something that's grand. Living the nightlife, baby, where there's nothing demanded. We at the Gansevoort, fifth floor, planet toast. Scumbag, funketeers with some antidote. Pardon my Grammy, oh, the booty looking flammable. Bananas got me over here like an animal.
Two bad motherfuckers on the turntables, tearing it down, tearing it down. You got two bad motherfuckers on the turntables, tearing it down, tearing it down. You got two bad motherfuckers on the turntables, tearing it down, tearing it down. You got two bad motherfuckers on the turntables, tearing it down, tearing it down. Sheen brothers be rocking the house. Sheen brothers stay rocking the house. No town. Oh, Sheen brothers stay rocking the house. Sheen brothers stay rocking the house. Let's go, come on.
Y'all know my Sheen.
It's the hottest thing.
Y'all know my Sheen.
It's the hottest thing. It's the hottest thing.
Like it's usual.
nice track. Reminiscing of the days in a brickbat car, just a 70s baby, early 80s chap. Reminiscing of the days and you think times are hard, just a 70s baby, early 80s chap. Reminiscing of the days in a brickbat car, just a 70s baby, early 80s chap. Reminiscing of the days and you think times are hard. Was getting shaved, my sister stitched up flares and made them better drink fights. She was into adamant and wuthering ice. I was getting into madness and grip the bikes. Mom had to work mates, I had no complaints. Used to get away with murder when granddad babysat a sugar plate. Once and out till the sun came down, singing lip up factory, running wild through the ghost town. And all I wanted was dog books and braces. My ear pierced, no mum, what's a racist? She didn't explain that we weren't quite Caucasian and we could see black children or some future religion. And to keep that stump, all my friends are getting brainwashed and efforts towards stickers and scratching on the desktop. Just a 70s baby, early 80s child, reminiscing of the days in a brickbat car. Just a 70s baby, early 80s child, reminiscing of the days and you think times are hard. On the TV, broken down on newsman while eating ghost toppers, watching coppers get beat down. Church discos and trips with the plane scheme. Guns in the sky, kissing the girl of my dreams. My 10th birthday in those two-tone state press. Money in my carnival, one step beyond, yes. Learning to a friend, never got it back, did you? Could you fix it for me? Remember that. Reminiscing of the days in a brickbat car, just a 70s baby, early 80s chap. Reminiscing of the days and you think times are hard, just a 70s baby, early 80s chap. Reminiscing of the days in a brickbat car, just a 70s baby, early 80s chap. Reminiscing of the days and you think,
well, let me tell you now, a wicked witch was in power, and oh my god, she did empower. Cast a spell called depression, made her live in hell. To man against man, forgot the boys and girls we had. No future, home computer, had to make do with what we had. Knock a door, run in, I had me down gown. Curbing, crack a jack up underground. Sing pop, puppet, yo, electro on the radio. Mom, turn it up, it's a new thing, yeah. Now all I want is I text with bad places, got the next best thing. Started scratching and breaking, snatching back some battery by the stack to keep the boom box from going flat. Getting caught and winning over the store with a performance kid. This place has never been so bad. Stripped that for a spotlight, couple bucks for a stage. And if you had a score to settle, you resolved it when you break it. Not like now, they're using guns and bats. Mobbing old folk, we don't need no more of that. Reminiscing of the days in a brickbat car, just a 70s baby, early 80s chap. Reminiscing of the days and you think I'm done. If it's home.
don't know what you've been told.
Come celebrate Vancouver's 125th birthday with a free festival.
Summer Live, happening July 8th, 9th, and 10th in Stanley Park. Featuring the New Pornographers, Mother Mother, Dan Mangan, Said the Whale, The Bell Game, Beat Nation, Hey Ocean, and so much more. Visit celebratevancouver125.ca for more information.
Hello, you are listening to Funk My Life on CITO 101.9 FM, and we had a nice little hip-hop set, which started with Fourth Pyramid featuring Greg Nice and Cosmo Baker called It's So Hot. And following that up was Funk Ferret's remix of Erykah Badu's Honey. Now, the thing is, if you try to look for that track, it's credited as Funk Ferret, and the song is called Sweet Honey, but really it's an amazing remix. And then we follow that up with Nightmares on Wax's 70s, 80s, and that's the RJD2 remix. And RJD2, I just cannot say enough good things about him. He has this amazing style, especially if you listen to his beats. It's just really, I want to actually say, creative. And it's, you know, I understand that's a bit nebulous, but he uses instrumentation in a way that works really well with that hip-hop background beat. So usually with hip-hop tracks, you have a lot of repetition in the background as your instrumentation. But it's just RJD2 can throw in amazing variations, and he's one of those producers who really understands how to manipulate the energy levels in parts of the song. So he'll bring things up and he'll take things out. But in the case of the track 70s, 80s, that was a nice, beautiful hip-hop track. And that's the thing, right? When you say you're going to play hip-hop, usually it's a little bit more New York or West or California, basically. There's a bigger world out there in terms of hip-hop, but it's really kind of tough to find the right crowd, or at least to advertise it, because it almost feels like a different style altogether. Just the way that there's no one rock and roll, there's tons of variations on it. But anyway, and it might just be a local issue, because there aren't that many hip-hop shows, I want to say. You know, occasionally you have like hip-hop karaoke and all those little variations, but kind of neat to just play around with very ethereal, dreamlike hip-hop, which is the kind of thing I like to do, even if it still features big names such as, you know, Erykah Badu. So, tonight, it is well past half the hour, and usually we take a look at a little bit of music history and find the degrees of separation behind a track and its inspiration. So tonight we're actually going to look at the Supremes and the movement of the Supremes. So with and without Diana Ross, a little bit. Actually, we're going to look more at just this song that they sang together. So we are going to play Someday We'll Be Together, and that's a track that was released in 1969, and it was a number one single, and it was the last of 12 number one hit singles for Diana Ross and the Supremes on the Motown label, which is an incredible number. And it's also the final Supreme song that features Diana Ross before she left the group to pursue her solo career. So less than 3 months later, in January 1970, she left. And Someday We'll Be Together, funnily enough, was originally recorded, right, as a Diana Ross and Supremes thing. But then when Diana Ross started her solo career, it was the first solo single she recorded. And again, reached number one on various charts in the Diana Ross and the Supremes form. But it wasn't all that peachy. For instance, one of the writers of the song, Johnny Bristol, could not at first get a proper vocal performance that he wanted from Diana Ross. So he decided to try to harmonize with her in the studio to get her in the mood for recording. And the audio engineer accidentally recorded both Diana Ross's vocal and Bristol's ad-libs. And he really liked the results, and so did the audio engineers. So they decided to keep the parts where Bristol was talking alongside Ross while she was singing for the final version of the song, and that's where you hear the background vocals. And Bristol's ad-libs and words of encouragement were just this very interesting little experimentation that just made it through to the final product. And when Berry Gordy, the person who was running Motown, heard the completed song, he decided to release it as the final Diana Ross and the Supremes track. So it's a really sad song, in my opinion. Despite having that sugary sweetness of classic Motown tunes, it's got a few things. First, it's a love song about being in love with somebody over a long distance. That's the obvious part. But second, once again, Diana Ross was leaving, and she, it almost feels like she's singing to Mary Wilson and Cindy Birdsong of the Supremes. So it was a promise that they'd one day get back together. And third, it's the Vietnam War. So it's 1969. Vietnam War is waging outside of America, and inside America, there's this huge fight for civil rights. So it's this almost desperately idealistic dream to feel united with those around you, especially in a very pessimistic social and political environment. So here's the Supreme, Someday We'll Be Together, and then we'll talk about the original writers and performers who did Someday We'll Be Together.
Someday we'll be together.
So that is The Supremes and Diana Ross on the vocals. And if you listen just close enough, you can hear the voice of Johnny Bristol encouraging Diana Ross. And that is one of the two members who originally recorded the track. Now, it was originally written in 1961, and the Supremes version was 1969. So it was in 61, recorded for the Tri-Fi label that same year by Johnny Bristol, the guy in the background, and Jackie Beavers, and a third member, Harvey Fuqua. Now, the thing is, so Bristol and Beavers were together, and they formed the Soul Duo, and this is what the original credit is for. So it's the Soul Duo, Johnny and Jackie, set, and the two met through the U.S. Air Force, so there's that. But it also had a... So the track also had a rural feel to it, which may explain why it was only slightly popular in the Midwestern United States, and not much at all, in fact, elsewhere. And this is something that would haunt them. So they recorded two singles and four 45s that never really saw commercial success. And so why was Johnny producing it for the Supremes? That's because Tri-Fi was purchased by Motown in the 1960s, and Fuqua, Bristol, and Beavers all joined Barry Gordy's already famous production team at Motown Records. And in the mid-1960s, Bristol began working with Fuqua on a songwriter-producer team, originally tons of hit singles. These you might already know. For instance, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell's Ain't No Mountain High Enough, Your Precious Love, and If I Could Build My Whole World Around You, as well as Edwin Starr's 25 Miles, and David Ruffin's My Whole World Ended, The Moment You Left Me. Now, Bristol himself also produced or wrote hits for The Velvets, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, and Jermaine Jackson. So he was this amazing songwriter, but he is uncredited, relatively unknown in terms of having a name on these huge, huge hits. Once again, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, this guy. Except that all the singles that he produced and all the records that he was releasing never really saw commercial success, which is an interesting idea. So we'll just play the original track of Someday We'll Be Together by Johnny and Jackie.
Far away from me, my love, but just as sure as there are stars above, I know, baby, someday we'll be together. Someday we'll be together. My love was yours right from the start. You possess my soul and you own my heart. I know, darling.